Good afternoon. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm going good, thanks. And you've got Ultimate Edition heading into the Geelong Classic today. You must be impressed with how he won so impressively last start and excited to have him go around today.
Yeah, look, I'm excited to have him in my stable. I've been training a long time and handle a lot of horses. And right from his first jump out here at Wangaratta, he's always showed us lots of ability. And he's never disappointed me in anything he's done. And I wasn't surprised what he did at Bendigo, but I was very relieved to see it. So a bit like today, I'm, you know, anxious to see the race, but have great faith in the horse and believe that he's going to be a very, very good horse, whether it be today or in the autumn, but it will come. He's a very, very nice animal.
John, he's a big, bold going horse of free running sort, and we saw that at Bendigo. He ran really good time there, much faster than the benchmark 70 on the day. I know pedigree buffs would have a look at him and say, well, he's by a helmet, he could get a mile. Smooth shot, though, the dam's by Keltrice. You wouldn't think that it'd be leaving a nice young stayer.
No, you would not. And Helmet, and you'll know more than me, Mick, but Helmet is doing a good job with stayers all over the world. I think I can be corrected, but I think he had a really good run or performance in the Dubai World Cup, over 2,000-odd metres as well. So he's surprising everybody with his ability to get horses to get a bit of ground. I did train the mother, but he's thrown nothing like mum. You know, and the mum is also a sister or related to the dam of Ashbaugh, who's a 1,000-metre horse. So he really does come from left field, but that's not the first time that's ever happened. and he's just got a really good turn of foot, and he's a lovely, big, relaxed horse that I've got no doubt will run 2,500 metres, if not now, later on in his life, for sure.
John, Michael Felgate here. Great to catch up, mate, and great to see you with a good horse.
Thanks, Michael.
Is that the connection? You trained the mum. Was this a horse that was bred and entered your stable, or did you go to the sales and purchase it?
No. I've been with this lady's been with me well over 30 years, and we had at the time for different people. We trained Ashbaugh's mum, and then we trained this horse. They came through together. They were related, and we went down the path. Took them both to Keltrice, and. So Ashlaw come along, but he wasn't in my care, and this horse stayed with my stable, and I took him down to Darley, and when he was conceived, the whole trick. So he's been with me a long time, and I'm, you know, really thrilled to, like you can imagine, it's great to have a lovely horse in your barn after a few years of not having a top liner.
Well, you might have another one in Yes Sir, who we saw win pretty well at Wodonga, and we think we'll follow those first three out of the race yesterday. How did he come through the run, and he looks to have a bit of a future too?
Yeah, he certainly has. We've really been happy with him ever since he started his pace work right back, and he's had a couple of spells, and he didn't drop his winter coat, so we put him back in the paddock and brought him back out later, and he dropped his coat straight away, which told us that was a good decision. A bit unlucky on debut, he just got jammed up, and when the two horses either side of him hit him at a chuka, and so he got rolled, but I was expecting him to go very well there, and he did. He got home good after that little bit of a fright he got at the start, and then yesterday young Benny Allen rode him and just said, look, he's a really good horse. They didn't go quick enough for him yesterday, and when he got to the front, he floated. He said there's lengths left in him, and take him to harder races because he'll handle it. So I think your judgment's spot on. I think you've seen something that Benny felt, and we've seen as trainers that he's a nice horse in development stage for sure.
Gee, you've got a good stable at the moment then, John.
Michael, we've had a pretty average run. I'm a realist, and, you know, it's well known that we do a lot of work for the Price stable, and we've handled a lot of super horses over a long period of time now, well over 15 years with Mick. So we've touched base with a lot of great horses over that period, and, you know, but it's been a number of years since Ledger Racing's had, you know, good gallopers. And we had a lot, I think we've got 15 or 16 stakes horses to our credit, but not lately. And it's really nice that we've gone back and started again and bred some owners with the help of the Julie Medwick, the lady that owns Ultimate Edition today, and a few other people have been with us a long, long time, and they all stuck tight, and we decided to regroup and rebuild. And I'm not going to be one of those people to say I've got better horses at home here in the barn, but I've got nice horses coming through like Yes Sir and like Smart Design. And if they just take that next step, then they're city class. And, you know, horses like Mind Your Head and that were good to us. And we're hoping to get to those sort of horses back again in the barn. And Chris and Brad are really passionate. They're hard-working young blokes, and, you know, they're down to Geelong today. And, you know, for me personally, I would see nothing greater than for these boys who have, you know, been in the job 30 years now, from little tackers, carton water buckets and mucking out stables, to having a couple of good horses that they're in charge of themselves. So as a dad, I'm really pleased and proud of what they're doing, and I wish them all the best. And I sort of really hope today that this can be a stepping stone for a lot of success in their careers as trainers.
And I was just about to mention, Chris and Brad, John, you should be proud of them. They speak so well on race day, and even listening to Chris yesterday, being so excited to have Ultimate Edition in the Geelong Classic today. So you should be proud of them. But what are you expecting out of the race today? What's he got to do to go on to a derby?
He's got to run well. And look, as a horseman, my concern is, and it's a natural one, is that he may be a little bit immature and over races a little bit at the 22. I've got no doubt he'll stay the distance. Whether he needed one more at 2,000 or something to get him to just to learn the caper. If he just gets a bit, if somebody puts too much pressure on and all that, he may just want to race them because he's a racehorse. But this horse has a lot of ability. He can run time. He can relax. He actually, when we do his work and we sit him in behind three and four horses and stand him up 10 lengths, he'll just gallop up to the leader like nothing. So, you know, if something went mad and we could take a sit, I'd be delighted, but probably not going to happen. He's going to bound in front when the gates open, and then we've got a champion jockey like Damien, like he did at Bendigo, that summed it up and did the job properly. So to answer your question, what do I expect? I sort of have, like all people, I have two scenarios. One is that he'll do a Bendigo, and I think, you know, if everything went to plan, he would do a Bendigo, and he would face them. And the other part would be, you know, please don't fail. You know, if we've worked so long and waited so many years for you to come along, just do it today for us, you know. So that's how I feel. I'm not nervous. I'm just keen to get the race on and watch him do his thing. And, you know, I'm really, as you said, I am proud of the boys and I'm proud of this horse. And it's really good for the people, Julie and her family, that are with us, because they've just been, you know, somebody who's been with you for 30 years over such a journey. You know, she was there when Abe got killed. She's been there all the way through, Julie. And to have this horse for her is something really special. So hopefully today, and if not today, in the autumn, the people will get to see this wonderful animal do his thing.
John, it's spring carnival time. You mentioned Mind Your Head before. He was quite a dynamic horse, but one of my favourites from that 90s period was Brave Chief. Can you reminisce about him for a bit for us?
Michael, Brave Chief was special. You know, he was a front runner. He'd get out and lead by five or six lengths, and over 2,000 metres, he won many, eight at the Valley, I think, between a mile and 2,040. Adrian won, you know, 12 out of his 20 wins. Adrian was on him, and that's special, not only as a trainer, but as a dad. They had a great love for each other, and Abe used to work him all the time, and then he'd hop off him and let, you know, Jason Patton or Danny Nicolick or Paddy Payne ride him in the bigger races. So he was a special journey. He was a great front runner. He was so honest, and you know, everybody loved him. And then thought maybe the 2,000 was his limit by Hula Chief, you know. And he went out there in the Sandown Classic with Paddy Payne on, and ran the 2,400 right out, won at Super, ran an Australasian record time for the 2,400, which nobody actually can sort of stake claim to, and you don't read about his record now because they changed the Sandown track. They have a hillside and a lakeside, and the track that Brave Chief won the Australian record on, which was quicker than the famous Diatribe Caulfield Cup time, so it was certainly a great gallop, and Paddy Payne rated him magnificently. And I think that race was so famous because just before acceptance's time, Hale was trying to get Adrian to ride the horse in the race, and it was going to plan as a father, and he came up to me and said, "Dad, Paddy Payne hasn't got a ride in that race. I think you should ring him and put him on." So all those things made the Brave Chief journey really special, and to win a race in such a, you know, fast time and beat Diatribe's record and all those sorts of things were very special. And look, he wasn't a Group 1 horse. He was a super Group 2 horse. But when he met Sunline and Northerly and that, they were another class. And we didn't race him too often because I knew there was a class difference. So I tried to place him where he could stay competitive. And and not become just an also run. And he was a great horse, and he only just died recently, and he spent his 28 years at in the Ledger family, and we had a lot of pleasure out of him, that's for sure.
What an incredible journey. And you look at his record, 18-odd wins, Michael, and the horse, he didn't win his $1 million. Like, in another era, that horse with that record, he's won $2 or $3 million. It's just a matter of timing. But he was one of my absolute favourites growing up as a teenager. I loved Brave Chief.
Yeah, he did that to so many people. And, you know, so many, even now, 20 years later, so many people, like today, we're talking about Brave Chief. And he's certainly been you know, to put a mark in Victorian racing, which is, you know, very solid in tradition, and for people to remember a front-running horse who wasn't, you know, a Sunline or an Audley 20 years on, it's just a credit to the horses and the excitement he brought to racing with his tearaway front-running tactics. So, you know, and we never... Adrian went to the lead on him at Bendigo in a race one day, and that was the first time he led, and he kept running, and we kept doing it. So... you know, who knows? It was Bendigo where Ultimate Edition charged forward the other day, and he might do that again today in the same vein. So let's hope so.
Yeah, you might have another one, John. Fingers crossed. I can't wait to see Ultimate Edition today. And it's always great to catch up with you, mate. Good to hear you and the boys are going well.
Thanks very much, Michael. Thanks, Mick. Thank you. See ya.